Alright, let's build a chopped final transition in Ableton Live 12 that feels properly old-school, dusty and full of jungle energy, but still tight enough to sit inside a modern DNB mix. This is one of those moves that instantly changes the vibe of a tune. It's not just a fill. It's a phrase marker. It tells the listener, new section coming, without killing the groove. And at 174, 175, 176 BPM, that matters a lot, because in drum and bass, transitions are part of the rhythm architecture, not just decoration. We're going for that sliced-up sampler feel. Something a little unstable, a little broken, but still controlled. Think chopped vinyl phrase, break fragments, subtle pitch wobble, filter movement, some grit, and then a clean handoff into the next section. First, pick a source that already has character. Use a short break, a dusty percussion loop, a vocal stab, a noisy one-shot phrase, anything that naturally suggests old-school energy. If you already have a break in the track, even better. Duplicate one or two bars and use that as the source. The key is to start with material that has some personality baked in. Don't try to manufacture all the character later with plugins if the source is bland. Trim it down so the interesting stuff sits in a tight 1-2 bar region. You want enough farination to chop, but not so much that the transition turns into a mess. Now, a little advanced advice here, don't overwarp it. If the sample is a break, keep it feeling natural. Use warp only if you need to, and avoid locking it too rigidly to the grid. A slightly loose source often sounds more believable in this style. That imperfect sampler feel is part of the magic. Next, slice it into fragments. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this kind of transition, slice by transient if the source has clear hits, or by 1/8 notes if you want a more pre-arranged chop pattern. Once it's sliced, play those fragments from a MIDI clip. Start simple. You do not need a crazy pattern right away. A good starting point is a 1-bar loop with 4-8 hits, and at least one gap somewhere in there. That space is important. If every subdivision is filled, it stops sounding like a stylistic chop and starts sounding like a generic fill. A nice structure is this. Keep the first half of the bar sparse, then let the last half bar get denser, and finish with one stronger slice that feels like it's pushing into the drop. That works really well in DNB because the ear locks onto tiny rhythm changes very quickly. Even a few carefully placed chops can feel like a big lift if they land right at the phrase boundary. Now shape the chops so they feel performed, not programmed. If Ableton puts the slices into a drum rack, great. That gives you individual control over each hit. Use velocity variation so the pattern breathes a little. A chopped vinyl transition should feel like somebody is actually riding the sampler, not like a robotic MIDI pattern. You can also shorten the sample start and end points, tighten the decay, and leave a couple of slices slightly longer for contrast. A good ballpark is around 50 to 180 milliseconds of decay for tight rhythmic cuts, but you can stretch a few special slices longer if you want them to stand out. One nice trick is to layer a tiny bit of ghost material behind the main chop. That could be a reverse tail, a filtered noise hit, or a blurred duplicate that sits just behind the main slice. You don't want to mask the chop. You just want to give it some dusty glue. Now let's build the vinyl illusion with movement. Drop an auto filter after the chopped source. For this style, a low pass or band pass usually works best. Start dark and open it up over the phrase. That little evolution makes the transition feel like it's waking up rather than just rising. A good starting range is somewhere between 300 Hz and 8 to 12 kHz, depending on how bright you want the transition. Use moderate resonance. Not enough to whistle, just enough to bring out the sweep. A little drive can also help the slices feel more aggressive. Then add a bit of instability. This is where you get that sampled, worn, turntable-like energy. You can use subtle chorus ensemble, phaser flanger, or a very restrained echo if it suits the track. But honestly, for old-school jungle flavor, simple instability usually sounds better than huge effects. A tiny bit of modulation goes a long way. If you want the chopped vinyl feel to wobble more obviously, automate pitch inside simpler on selected slices, or resample the whole thing and nudge the clip transpose slightly. Keep it subtle. We're talking micro movement, not full tape stop drawla, unless that's the moment you want. A few cents up or down on certain fragments can make the whole thing feel human. And if you want a heavier final landing, a small pitch drop at the very end can hit really hard, especially if the drop is about to explode in. Now let's add rhythm processing. This is where beat repeat can be really useful. Put it on a return track or directly on the transition track. If you want a stronger effect, set the interval to half a bar or 1 bar, and the grid somewhere around 1/16 or 1/32 if you want tighter flutter. Keep the chance controlled, maybe around 20 to 60%, so it has movement without becoming random nonsense. If beat repeat feels too obvious, use a gate or a very fast autopan with phase at 0 degrees. That can act like tremolo and give you a nice fluttering chop texture for a short moment. Just don't leave it on too long. The best transitions in this style feel deliberate and brief. An advanced move here is to process the repeat effect in parallel. Put it on a return, filter it heavily, and blend it in underneath the dry chops. That gives you the rhythmic texture without cluttering the full mix. Now comes one of the most important parts. Resample the transition. This is where the idea starts to feel like a real production tool instead of a live plugin experiment. Armin, you ought to know track and record the transition while it plays through the phrase. Once it's printed, you can edit it like audio. That matters because now you're not trapped in the plugin chain. You can trim the front edge of a chop, crossfade out clicks, reverse one fragment, stretch a section, or cut the audio so the final hit lands exactly where you want it. This is one of the biggest advanced workflow upgrades I can teach you. Once the idea works, commit it to audio. It becomes easier to sculpt, easier to place, and honestly, it often sounds more convincing. Let's talk automation, because this is where the transition becomes a real section change tool. Don't just automate the filter. Automate the whole arc. At minimum, shape three things over the transition region: volume, filter cutoff, and some kind of send or movement effect. You want the transition to start tucked in, then grow in presence, and then clear out right before the downbeat. A great move is to keep the transition around 8 to 12 dB quieter than the main drums at the start, then open the filter across one or two bars, and increase a short, reverb or echo send just before the drop. Then snap that send back down right on the downbeat. That snap matters. Too much wash and you lose the impact. Another classic move is to high pass the chopped layer so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Let the lows disappear before the drop, then let the main section bring the weight back in. That contrast is huge in DNB. Keep the low end under control. This is non-negotiable. Your transition should live mostly in the mids and tops. If the source has low end body, cut it. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how busy the arrangement is. If it's muddy, carve out a bit around 250 to 500 Hz too. Also check mono compatibility. If you're adding width or modulation, keep the low mids disciplined. The transition can feel wide and unstable up top, but the foundation needs to stay clean so the kick and sub own the drop. Now, add some glue on the bus if you want the whole thing to feel like one performance. Group the layers if you're using multiple elements: the main chop, the ghost layer, any reverse tail, and the effect return. Then on that bus, use slight glue compression, maybe just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Keep the attack slow enough to let the transients through. Use a medium or fast release so it breathes with the chops. A little saturator or drum bus can add density too, but be careful not to crush the edit feel out of it. The point is to make it sound like a sample chain, not like a flattened loop. If you want more bite, slightly distort the mids and then cut the lows after the distortion. That gives you grit without muddying the mix. Now let's talk about the arrangement side, because this is where the lesson becomes practical. This kind of transition works best at the end of 8, 16, or 32 bar phrases, before a drop, between drop sections, or as a breakdown to drop lift. And the trick is to think in phrases, not fills. The strongest chopped final moments don't just decorate the beat. They mark the next section like a DJ cue. So place the transition where it can actually say something. If your drop lands on bar 33, for example, you might place the resampled transition from around bar 31.3 to bar 32.4, then leave the final half beat a little open, so the drop feels even bigger. That empty space before impact is power. A lot of producers make the mistake of overloading the transition right up to the downbeat. But in DNB, silence or near silence for a tiny moment can hit harder than another layer of noise. The listener feels the drop more, because there's room around it. A few extra advanced ideas if you want to push this further. You can double layer the chop with a ghost break, where one layer is sharp and percussive, and the other is blurred, slightly late, or filtered. That mismatch creates a more human sampled feel. You can also pan alternating fragments left and right for a sort of turntable flip sensation, while keeping the key hit centered so the transition still anchors the mix. Another nice trick is to use a moving band pass instead of only a low pass. Sweeping a narrow band across the mids can make the transition feel more like a record, slice shifting around rather than a generic buildup. And if you want a really effective finish, Treat the last fragment like a cue hit. Make it slightly brighter, slightly louder, or rhythmically simpler so the new section arrives cleanly. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the transition too full range. High-pass it and let the kick and sub keep authority. Don't drown it in reverb and delay. DNB transitions need motion, not wash. Don't quantize every chop perfectly. Let a few hits feel slightly imperfect. Don't automate too many things at once. Volume, filter, and one movement effect is often enough. And don't let the transition get louder or busier than the section it's leading into. The transition should point to the drop, not compete with it. Here's a great mini exercise if you want to lock this in fast.